I'm going to just tell you a few things about Ruth that I learned recently, because I only got to know Ruth recently. Just a little autobiography. There's a little biography, not autobiography. That comes in another half an hour or so. But Ruth started writing when she was 14, which sounds about right to me. In 1980, newly married, she and her husband moved to Gloucester and rented Henry Farini's first floor apartment, evidently, mm-hmm. which I think is interesting because here we are in
Vincent Farini's apartment.
In Vincent Farini's apartment, right. And according to Ruth, this is also how she ended up meeting Vincent, because he used to hang out on the front steps when he was hanging around, which Vincent was known to do. since she's come to Gloucester, since she came to Cape Ann and lives in Rockport now, since then she's been writing poems about Cape Ann. And around 1985, she took Erica Funkhauser's class at the bookstore. Another connection. She's published poetry in print and online. Her collection, Picking Raspberries, appeared in the Folly Cove chapbook series. But most notably, Ruth served as Poet Laureate of Rockport for 12 years. I didn't know that. Who knew? It was great. It's great to hear that. And one of her responsibilities as Poet Laureate in Rockport was to write a poem for every town meeting. Which I think is a remarkable achievement, to write one poem about a town meeting, but evidently there are 12, so hopefully those will be coming out in a collection soon. So let's hear the poetry, Ruth. Come on up.
Hello, everybody. It's wonderful to see you here. Thank you for introducing me, and Skylar actually invited me to read with him. We met because I designed his book, which he's about to show you and read from. So, and thank you to the Writers' Center, of course. This is the most wonderful place, and to you all for being here. So, I'm going to start off with something fluffy. Very light. Well, because it's springtime, and finally we got some nice blue sky today. So this is just sort of a little hum that you hum when you're walking. Hum for walking. My eyes are letting the spring light in. Another breath, another few thumps of the heart. The birds are cheeping and cheering again. Another breath, another few thumps of the heart. I'm still above ground. Any day is good. Another breath, another few thumps of the heart. I'm not eating dandelions by the root. Another breath, another few thumps of the heart. Music can happen, and so can dawn. Another breath, another few thumps of the heart. Plenty of time to come up with a song. Another breath, another breath, another breath, another few thumps of the heart. Oh, and I wanted to mention that eating dandelions by the root, I discovered, is a French idiom, and it's sort of like pushing up daisies, except you're down underneath eating the roots of dandelions. I'm going to read an old one now that Tom suggested I read, and I'm very fond of it. So it's about the cemetery in Rockport, the old First Parish burying ground. It's across the street from Front Beach, and it sort of goes up this steep hillside. And I paid many visits to that cemetery and wrote down things. Everything in this poem is actually in the cemetery, except the willow tree is gone. But all the names in the refrains were real names, and there's a little rhyme that will be familiar to you. Okay. Old First Parish Burying Ground. The angel that presides over Mrs. Jemima Poole has hair in tight curls, a gathered, knowing mouth, wings that sprout into flowers like the doodles of children. Mr. Poole's angel's heavy head inclines to listen to faint whispers sifting through the sand beneath my feet, soft and cold, where Lorana lies with Nehemiah, 5 days old. Isaac, Caleb, Benjamin, Nathaniel, Ebenezer, Abigail, Sally, Daniel, Theodore, Ephraim, Martha, Anna, Lucy, Romulus, Josiah, Hannah. The sun glints harsh on the water, strikes shadows on wavy-backed slate. Carved skulls glare, teeth like rows of bricks. Carved willows droop sparse angular leaves, nothing like this live willow feathered against water like blue foil to hold the slanting light in a cloud of gold. To all young people that pass by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so must you be. Prepare for death and follow me. So you say. My sneakered feet are insolent on the grass. I dance along over the bony ones who thought this world was theirs forever. See where they are now. See where I am. My eyes drink up the ocean, move on to the sky. When storms come, I shake my leaves. The insects know me intimately. Woe to the poet who lies about death. Bones, incised stones, buttons, fibers, pollen caught that May burial morning. J.B., Joshua, Joseph, John, I climb the hill you're buried on. Esther, Eliza, Clarissa, Francis, yours the dust and mine the dances. The wind sweeps up cold from the beach to rustle grass thin and soft as hair where Richard Tarr is buried here in his own land, presented by him to the village for a burying ground. Parsimonious gift, the land's no good for farming, but whatever fragments of bone remain enjoy a peerless view. Here they lie with their feet toward the ocean, never out of the sound of the sea that has come ashore and receded since the sand first received them. Still they await Jesus coming across the water with sparks and explosions to reclothe their bones so the parted dear ones can embrace. The pity of it. I could dig up their bones, hold them to my chest, tenderly rock femur and scapula, and oh, the tiny bones of infants across the ribs of their mothers. Under the sand, the soil must be dark and loose and alive with worms. I could brush the dirt off the bones and hold them to the fragile, declining sun. A stir, almost perceptible, runs across from one grave to another, a kind of murmur. They know more than I do. Being dead is ordinary. Remembering is strange. Okay, one of the benefits of getting older is, if you're very lucky, having grandchildren, of whom I have three. So you'll indulge me with two grandchild poems. The first one is for my middle granddaughter, June, when she was 12 days old. And that's the title of the poem. Restored to beauty after the violence of her pummeling into the light, soothed by warmth, by a tight embrace, she stirs, whimpers, wobbles her head in search of a breast. Her heart-tugging cry is silenced when she latches on. Life is asleep, interrupted by milk, by the insult of air on naked skin, by clothes to be fiddled into she never used to have to wear. Love surrounds her. What is love? The offered breast. Others longing to love her, standing by, study her hair, her ears, her minuscule nose, her elfin chin. Gaze when she opens them into unreadable gray-blue eyes, stroke skin so freshly unfurled it's almost too soft to feel. The warm sea of language surges around her, dimming and loudening as she surfaces from sleep on her months-long swim towards the rest of us. And my other grandchild poem. It's a little bit different mood. This is my Eleanor when she was two. It's called Being Oma at the Park. I'm Oma, because I have Dutch heritage. It's German too, I guess. But it's also, it's very easy for little kids to say. So you kind of get a head start. Being Oma at the park. I'm holding a 2-year-old's hand out in the damp fall air. A pumpkin still merits a pumpkin. A random pebble is rare enough to pick up to look at and then to share. Oma makes sandcastle. Okay, I pack a bucket with sand. Cold sand, it is November. I never expected to land on a playground in November holding her hand. Her glee at a stick or a leaf or going up high on the swings or seeing a bike go by restores the freshness of things. I sing and I hop with her when she hops and sings. The cosmos may be vast. Humanity, barely a spark. Billions of years may have passed, nearly all in the dark. But my Eleanor's here at last, and we're at the park. Like everybody else in the world, I really adore Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And I happened to run across a photo of them in a book, which is very poor resolution, kind of smudgy, and but you could still tell it was them. And so I wrote this little poem about them. Blurry photo of Fred and Ginger seen in a book. They spiral, froth and feather, his tailcoat flying, the sole of his dancing shoe catching the light. Her tulle will always fall foaming to stillness. His foot will never reach the floor, halted midair. Never, never shall they tire. Music hushed, souls fled, their clever vanished feet whirl the vanished room. And since I was looking for Fred on my computer, I found this other one about Freddie the Barber. I'll just read it. Ray Bentley took me there to show me what it's like to be in a man's barbershop and sort of try to invade the men's place. But anyway, okay, so I just eavesdropped. Freddie the Barber. I have a new love, Freddie Carbonaro. He's 87 years old. His hands are perfectly steady. He moves lightly on his small feet, taking up each tool in his turn, setting it back in place, scrubbing a comb with a toothbrush, stropping the straight-edged razor on a strap chain to the chair. He lives alone in a house high over the harbor. When he returns to family in Sicily, they treat him like a king. He reminisces about the soup he made last night. Carrots chopped up fine, tomatoes peeled and chopped, lima beans. Do you know what they are? He still likes his touch of bourbon. Every day he makes his bed, makes his breakfast, cleans up the kitchen, goes to work. If you submit to his ministrations, not a hair on your head will escape. He will snip out the long hairs in your ears, fix your mustache, your eyebrows, anoint your head with citrus-scented elixirs and a flurry of talc. You will be fit to meet a real king or even your maker. I'm very lucky enough to go to a remote lake in New Hampshire a couple times a year with some writer friends, and it's remote enough to hear loons. So here's a little bit of a loon poem. On a northern lake. If I could describe the loon's wild cry, I wouldn't need music. I lay awake in a deep silence, broken only by the loon's plaint, shaken like rubies across the water. If I knew the word for loon in Ojibwe, in Chippewa, if I blew into a wooden flute tuned in an ancient mode, if I could feel my webbed feet churning the midnight lake. Another haunt of mine in Rockport is the Headlands, which maybe you don't know about it, but it's opposite Bearskin Neck, and it's just a whole lot of rocks going onto the water, and it can be very ferocious with water against granite. And there are these little flowers, bluets, that are about this big, and I was sort of liked this contrast between the two of them. Bluets. Seamed granite shoulders jut down into the waves. Obsessiveness of water meets brutality of stone, just the crash I'd hungered for. Distraction, rooted in a boulder's grassy top, a patch of bluets, fierce on their frail stems, tremble in the breeze off the ocean. Ardent, each spreads four blue petals toward the sky's answering blue, starry yellow center eye fixed on the sun. Rock and water quarrel on, unregarded. Anyone can be a stone. I'm not a scientist, and I know very little about all these fabulous little bits of information you get somehow. One of them is about mitochondrial DNA, which I guess goes from mother to daughter to daughter to daughter to daughter to daughter over I don't know how many years. And that sort of made me think of what gets passed down from mothers to daughters. Mitochondrial DNA. What gets snagged in memory's nets? What is lost? What cannot be rid of? Heart thudding in its bone cage. Mute sorrows written in the cells. Singing in a dusky pew, God be with you till we meet again. Fingering the empty place where all those years a wedding ring was. Penciled dates in the wildflower book. Fireflies, faint as stars, evanescing. My mother's 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 mother weeping. It's always a surprise to see what I'm going to read next. Okay. Let's see. This is, again, back to the boulders, which is one of the things I really love about being on Cape Ann, all these rocks. But this is, I'm using it as an image for what it's like to be really bitter and isolated. And the title of the poem is How to Come Back from Far Away. You are all alone on this rock. How did you get so far beyond the reach of everyone? The sun beats down, the waves thrash. The water that surrounds you may look angry and gray. It is warm and so full of salt, it will bear you up. It will carry you safe to shore. Climb down off that rock. Close your eyes. No, open them to greet the sun, no more a god than he ever was, but no less. Come back from your far place where you crouch in bitterness. Bitter is only a taste, like sweetness. Being very fair-skinned and sun allergic, I love to go to the beach in the evening. But happily, it's the most beautiful time anyway with all the light and the... Anyway, so this is about that. On the beach at evening, sheets of sky slide in under our feet and sink into the porous sand we walk on with the ease of giants. The far-off houses glow in the saturation of the last light. The world is breathing in its duple rhythms. The tide is nearly out. The light floods down from the sky, up from the water brighter than the sky. Quiets me to hear what might hover in this radiant air under the random gull cries, under the water sounds, lies the silence of periwinkles, of algae, of barnacles soon to wave their filaments at the water's return. The air frisks over my skin. The light-soaked water and sand rise up under us, so we're all walking in the sky. And these boulders adrift on the beach, I could split one open with a glance and let it close around me. Okay, and I'll do one more, which is very silly. It's called Sachet in Sea. Grandma's a Shoshone, she's a whiz on the kazoo. See her shimmy in her skivvies, see her twirl in her chemise with a cockamamie doodle and a rococo coo with a do-si-do do and a do-si-do. Don't dilly-dally, do it now, says O'Malley. Her Nicky's in the slammer or her Nicky's on the lamb. He's a shark, he's a chic, he's a masher, he's a sneak. With a cockamamie doodle and a rococo coo with a do-si-do do and a do-si-do. Don't dilly-dally, do it now, says O'Malley. The shanty's in a shambles, and there's company for tea. Give them shish kebab and sherry. Give them prickly pears and peas. With a cockamamie doodle and a rococo coo, with a do-si-do do and a do-si-do. Don't dilly-dally, do it now, says O'Malley. She always saves room for my mackerel and cheese, and I never thought I'd see her willy-nilly keel-a-lee. With a cockamamie doodle and a rococo coo, with a do-si-do do and a do-si-do. Don't dilly-dally, do it now, says O'Malley.
Peter Anastas will now give Skylar his due.
You know, it's such a pleasure to hear you read, Ruth. It's been a long time, and I just can't thank you enough. You know, Ruth has designed three of my books, and I want to tell you that Ruth is the kind of designer that makes you really want to write well. It gives me great pleasure to introduce my friend Skylar Hoffman, who will be reading tonight from his new collection of poetry, Signal to Noise, the title of which will become apparent as he reads. A former president of the Charles Olson Society, Skylar is steeped in the new American poetry, was also quite a friend of the great poet Michael McClure. From his Skylar studies at New Roper, and Skylar's lifetime of wide reading in poetry, prose, and drama. Not to speak of his intense involvement in the visual arts, with a particular interest in American abstract expressionism. Skylar has published two previous books of poetry, Words in a Foreign Language and The Spaces Between, as well as a collaborative poetry music CD called Sacrifice. Along with being poet, Skylar is also a playwright and the author of a memoir. As a practicing psychotherapist with a doctorate in psychology, Skylar has had a unique opportunity to gain insight into the human condition, an experience that deeply informs his poetry. Trust the process, Skylar writes in one of the poems in this incendiary new collection. These are poems in which life has been liberated from biography, form from convention, language from cliche. These are the poems that demand to be read against the crisis of our times. This is the poetry of our lives. Smash the system where you find it. Skylar.
Thank you for that introduction, Peter. I hope the poetry stands up to the to what you've said about it. I appreciate what you've said. Certainly captures, Peter's introduction captures what I'm aspiring to in some ways. Now, this is the book, Signal to Noise. The painting on the cover was done by my dear friend Helen Falcon, who's here tonight. The design of the book, as you heard, was done by Ruth Masson. And when I first saw the pages that Ruth put together, I was completely blown away. It was so beautiful, especially to look at the two-page spread. So, opening the book, the brain fires and the circuits reveal their intensity, their information illuminated in the arcing, the shifting of salts in the water body, the molecular dance in the designing genome and the calculating telosphere. This is where it gets us. Liquid sky, mind over matter. Which way does it go? Chance and anomaly. Onomatopoeia posing. Passionate attachment and cool detachment of cool. The way and the power of the way that cannot be known. That's where we are gone. Habitual, fireside, star darkness, battered, shattered, and changes. Still humming, bumming out down the road and outside the known, the circle closed against the night. I don't know what I'm talking about, and it does not seek meaning, but pours as in salt air, pouring across marsh, infiltrating the city, nostrils, damp, briny, cold, and opalescent haze, pink-tinged, morning at dawn in Gloucester, February 2nd, 1998. In a sense, this book could be thought of as a serial poem, actually. This is sort of something I hadn't realized until I was putting it together, because it's recursive. The poems all flow into each other. They're written that way, and that's the way it works. Fragmented space, time, discontinuous. What are we? Unity of the mess is all around us, and inside us we burn. The crunch of the bunch of stuff, the page, a score of variables, weave. Coffee, morning, awakened by dream and erection, searching for a form, a formal attire to dress the movements of speech, sound, meaning to press it forth is actually autonomous, skating back and forth twixt prose and poem, syntax and semantics, sliding signifiers, sloppy, slippery syntaxis, taxi races, then slams on brakes, rush hour Manhattan. The words cascade and meaning is altered, comes across from elsewhere. Who is the speaking subject? What is the subject? Object of discussion, discourse, discursive. Speech leads the horse by the harness and nose ring drags the blinkered dots slowly click by click across long pages of turgor without orgasmic ecstasis and trundles bundles of neurons into lines, columns, and rows organized by timeline, though vanishing as we grok something outside the text, meaning rides outside in to where dwelling something unknown, not yet lucid, dreaming encounter slips by fleetingly slipstream logic. Anal, Freud said, is obsession with cleaning, with driving out dirt, with order and dismay, rubbing back and forth. Over and over and over again, doing and undoing, making and unmaking, deconstruct the made world of here, and then to launch ellipsis sideways. Born, the future lands moment by moment, launched past logic of grasp or all eat the flesh of bison, beef, rampage in silence, howitzer cracks block, blowing up artists of all species, deus ex machina, flashes scimitar across centuries, the lightning crack, First World War ends. Every day another and then surrender to the divine madness. We are nothing but cosmic flotsam, a galactic ocean floating in what structure? Structured by mind in cage, chains, chained across, centuries dance both ways on page. Read the logos, bios, pathos, psyche, eros, what relation to? I have no idea what I am writing. The bodies press against me, the souls press onto the page of each day. The children with their dream elongated, dinosaurs, demons, army guys, hide and seek, the madness, mother, father, long gone from any and how to return to vanish, to eradicate the trace. There is none and no way back. The children of future is now. Vanish, evaporate in snow melt morning, lyric happenstance, press bodies against the whirl, the moil, the stochastic process, libre. The red gold cross atop the spire, glowing dawn light, Ginsburg's America of oppression, damnation, free speech and liberation theology, deus absconditus. Many gods are all one, or one, not two, but three. The phase shifts gears, and car lurches into hyperdrive, apotheosis, elegant spectacle of disease, efflorescent in test tube, petri dish, computer profile, pro-life printout, ecstasis outside of and pulling out the stream, the dream, and glowing all over the place, just running around, blind discourse, verbal diarrhea on front page TV hangover long forgotten by ancestors just waking up in yesterday. The dilemma always to situate, to find the site of and to excite out of place of where locus is the point of insertion, the dais of many, one focus, one moment after another. Who knows anything anymore? So much more huge than ever. Imagine that. The cloud chamber, the particle accelerator, cyclotron, simultaneous in dream and watching myself, I and I coalesce. Mystery, hunt, dance, song, the orbit. Spacesuit doesn't fit, but the nasty little bastard hit me in the face by accident. The end of the game, foretold. Media wizards amassing fortune. Imaginary collection, digital books, accountable to mass mesmerized hypnosis, blinking constantly, high frequency output, extend to lengthen day, night, celebration, life, death, black, white, segregation, aggregation, divide and conquer, invisible chain link fence surrounds, hypostasized, myriad front runner pretend. It's all fantasy, mind fuck, amazement, hypnotize the dream. Four. Exterior out of the box. The bromide aspirin, the relief, fill in the blank substitute for regularity. All change, dispossess, radical moment, present tense, abstracted, diffuse beyond glimpse, barely able to see, song, hear music, scratchy on phonograph, paper for score of performance made up on the spot of blinkering insertion point. The devil made me do it, thank God. Division reimagined again and again, reassembled and repeated, mind-numbing boredom coalesces strategic capital. Smash the system where you find it, but where? Point. By now you've figured out this is a different kind of poetry, so if you haven't already discovered the solution to trying to figure out what's going on, I suggest you just let your mind wander and pick up whatever happens to catch, stick, fly by, particles of dust, you know. See, even though I don't have much patter to say about, there's nothing to say about the poems, because what I have to say about the poems is in the poems. The ontological situation, the machine age. The writing must gather speed for liftoff. above and against the haunting pull of gravity and mind maze mind field, cautious rationality, recovery movement, step by step, day by day, each one an eternity, moment by moment, plasma flow, capillary attraction, mind meld, force field, negentropic, catalyst for combustion of neural substrate, coerced by limitation of words, tongue, form of language, French accent, false front, but how to keep going when there is no structure, no form inside, no subject to the poem, no focus, even multiple focus would be sufficient. A series of fields overlaid one upon the other, multiple exposure, myriad perspective, the 10,000 things embodied in moment, moment, moment. But how to find the polytropos of nothingness? Blank screen, white noise emerging out of wherever it's kept and into formal attire for presentation. My subject is love. My subject is the dream. My subject is myself and self and the I that writes the I. But if I wants a you or thee, thou, other, then where is that person located but within perception, boundaried field of knowing? Clear the field, America, the frontier way. Move the rocks and boulders and stumps for planting, grazing, highway buildings. Tear down the old up with the new. It goes on, it just keeps going on. The wildness, a part of us. No more fun and games. No more cosmic hatcheries. No more extendable deadlines. We're at the end of our rope. The end of time, of history, of millennial seed. The vision, futuristic nightmare, unable to tell the difference. Autonomic system, cyber system, android machine consciousness, finally colonized by our own construction. The machine age ends. Late 19th century, free from constraint of mechanical process, power moves money around the ocean, currents, sandbars, temporary, the cliffs of Manhattan, Berlin, Tokyo. Who's in charge now? What toll collector, invisible microchip processor cartel collects tolls? Since time began, the man of the year decoy game, tribal power to the strong, inherent weakness, shamanic cross-dresser, coyote and raven in the dating game, impossible to define what elixir, tonics, the subdivision, divide and conquer. Endless mind maze, labyrinth, no minotaur, no Ariadne, don't do it. The battle is in outer space, inner colony of self, capitalized. Dow Jones average goes up and down, seesaw, hee-haw, plastic remapped by Hollywood media mogul Seagull. The latest scandal deconstructed. Pop psychology, pop art. Pop goes the weasel. Pop gun playing Top Gun in parking lot. Hamburgers frying, frying, frying forever. God doesn't want me to be lost. But whatever he, she, or it is lost from me in this strangeness video weird wired world. No more secrecy. No more encryption. Artificial intelligence, the only kind that matters. Non-material silicon worldview of infinite smallness, decentered and here on rock view of Gloucester Harbor above it all, sheen of silvery opaque, a ground of some kind. Remember running over path and road to industrial park, heavy traffic coming in for a landing. Does anyone have any idea how long I've been reading? I have a rough estimate. While this mess of poems was appearing, which was sort of near the end, very end of the 20th century, this is the first time it's been read publicly. It took me a while to realize this was important and worth reading. And then it was even more surprising when I decided this is what I was going to publish. But it had to be, I had to publish it because it's the basis of everything else that has been going on in my work. This series of things appeared in the middle of this this work, this serial poem, called Site Specifics. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but this one is Site Specific 1.0, Sunderland, which it's helpful probably to know that this is the town I grew up in, out in Happy Valley, in the Connecticut Valley. Car along new curve between sandstone uplifts, pine frost and cornfields, tractor in ditch, dinosaur footprint, overheard canoe in River Narrows goes upstream, confluence Deerfield, Connecticut, all the way north to north. Baseball diamond broad plain, bloodied by war, final throes, woodland, coastal culture, muskets and stone axe, English invasion, French trappers, birch bark. Radio on, rock and roll along new curve, old road north to the bridge. Gravel, rock, sand mix, Pleistocene tributary left by ice sheet retreat. Summer thrum, wasp, hummingbird interrupted, thunder across valley. Warm rain, downpour, soaks child in soapbox camouflage. How to be open by hiding, gypsy said, run around Sioux, Palisades Park, rolling up around cliffs, facing all directions possible. Straightaway fly, 57 Chevy Impala with Rocky's dad. Going to play chess, moated castle taken, eclipse of future foretold. Number, weight, and measure, the line and beginning, past precipice rock, arbor vitae along driveway, 35 Ford Phaeton. Road leads out highway to beyond horizon across oceans away. Imagine death barrier, shipwreck story, Robinson Crusoe, child in desert, abandoned and feral beginning. Violent prophecy overthrow, war games, Gettysburg, wounded knee, Custer's last, the blonde and bloody death scalp, horseback myth of the western lands, America. Foretold prophecy of Blake's visionary revolution, swallowed by inferno. Abandon hope, all ye who begin. James Dean's red jacket, any plan, rebel without pause or redemption, how to see through the wise haze of lies, corrupt power games, knocking on the wall, crawling through the tunnel, plastic armada, army tanks fight, battle of bulge, burning matches melt into glob en masse, the human reduced to smokestacks, dug up remains, historical present vanishing, instant Polaroid accelerate on curve into where but here but there, and everyone caught up in car stroke, Kerouac Road, dream road, destiny in transit from mill town, red brick valley along gorge, Merrimack mythology, density of Girard vision, shadow sacks, jazz accelerating to killing future, dope and booze, writing death, all in moment, 50s America, self attack, commie, hater, other self, killer, maim, surf music, car cruise, Dead Man's Curvin', Little Deuce, Betty Boop, Jan and Dean, Copycat, Brother Act, Torsion Control, Dialogue. Dad bought a sailboat to cruise down the Sound in summer light. One patriarch went fishing. The other played golf and wildflowers. Mom marched against the war and buried herself in the women's movement, suffering each pain throw. What history and who's in present matter, fishing village reconfigured, Olson dead, Farini resurrected self on internet. Angel sacrifice sings, ex machina swan song, Yeats's island paradise Blake foretold, harvest and vintage of nations, the threshing and the rising calls, Jerusalem, muse companion, anima rising, sister, lover, mother from the grave, risen in language, lingo jurisdiction, he said, knocking against the wall, and on the new curve, foothold, handhold, Car Roar Destiny, The Dance, Liftoff, Satellite, Lunar Eclipse, Challenger Explodes, The Myth of Here. It wasn't written in one day.
The images are just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I asked not thinking I'd get an answer, but thank you. If I, you know, we're two-thirds of the way through, I think, Karen, more or less. Every one is a little different, actually, in my opinion, but that may not be a clear or apparent to anyone out there. This title is just a little shorter poem. It only takes, according to me, 4 minutes and 15 seconds to read. Boredom overwhelms servo mechanism and machinal of crunch in daily drift. That's the title. I might as well not read the poem. That's the best part. I love it. I can't not read this poem because the title just blows my mind. Shipwreck, splay out, longitude over weeks. Slow motion, slow-mo, gratitude for life and gift of the Magi, the coloratura, Canary Islands, the horse race, distraction, tumbleweed, Tinkerbell, fantasy, pulp, spew, landscape, pure song stuff, sack of. Balance beam, hydrogen, pretend and order, paralyzed stun gun, African rhino, parade, whomever, slow cute, the trick, the executive compunction, plot, mastermind, choreography, scratches on board, canvas color, streak, evocation, inoculation, culture, virus, wars, image, the only war that matters. Turntable, spin, disc into light wave, heat, trick, or turnaround, backside, upside, all around, the waist, baby, perfume, and backpack, happiness crusade. Pork barrel, Niagara cataclysm, forget, Houdini showboat confidence, or fiduciary reference, colonnade, spark plug, derelict, fire hose, blast water cannon, assembly site specific, construction, gang rape, bulldoze, blast off, choreograph, desolate space, retain wall against the wind, row and pull and push of masturbate, terror, trick and trundle, barreling, cartoon, car morph, persona, who are the, and what, serenade, addiction, map, memory, wipe, drive, crash, hard, funnel, furious anathema, anthem, tribal right, Gonzaga, grotesque, bury knee at heart space, coffer, otherness, alterity, junket, landmine, accident, tourist map, here and there are tumbles, the chlorination, corona, kingdom bedecked and Halloween chromosome. Wonder, fear, lapse out, read, romance, cue to total drift, no clue, fortress, solitude, blank, book, fill words, snow, screen, pixels, rotten core, bad milk, radiation, disenchantment. Chronometer, excuse for mediation conflict. Borrow meaning, wipe history, her story, all story, rewrite, mush, pulp, paper, logging, back lot, undergrowth, swarm, mosquito on edge land, appetite for edges and ledges and cliffhangers on, over and over and over the tide against the wind, rotation media, every castration, choreograph, Oedipus, Rex, mobile, huntress across town, guitar, crunch, anxiety, downtown, cab, blare, circuit, clunk of clamor, hammer, wield in hand. Final apostrophe, apostle, strobe to midnight, mechanism, drift net, collaborate, cross, bear, tonnage, and love rap, bombade, carronade, fiction map to dream, confused, diorama, pageantry, whirl of rapid fire, dissociate. Confuse, the hues, the whack, and convulse. Neuromantic halo, caustic cream of clean swept innards, micro whipped power plug, escape of net, lost labyrinthine choreographics, tender boxwood outhouse, froze outside of quarter door to wind sweeping Arctic nightmare diffusion over surface gun game, primary note illusory, no long time left to run away anywhere at all. The 60s were a riff. A lot of us remember the 60s. Nowadays, hardly anybody remembers the 60s that I run into. The 60s were a riff, a kinetic, reimposed by order. Layering compost, the equivalencies of collage, mystical technique, and ordering, a layering, composition, and opening in to the dawn of time, back to Paleolith, to Blake, to biblical prophets, Whitman, Miller, the 50s beat, James Dean's Red Jacket, and Jack, Jazz Fusion Weather Report. The structure open, a collage, or an oratorio, narratorio journey back and through, the kinetic, reenact it, recreate it through form, perform, the jazz turned into the rock, turned into acid mescaline madness and crashes too numerable and constant. The deaths are always with us. Command, respect, Vietnam, and bad trips to loony bin perversity. Continue on, desert storm. All it was, a little sandstorm in Iraq. The opening of the field. Collage work crystallizing around place and persona. Madrin, not a literary model, not a musical model, but a musical form final. The collage is chance, is changes. The changes are jazz or rock and roll, are the structure of time reimagined. The cacophony, charity opening out of Zen, of Buddha's words. Wake up. The glorious moil serenity of the forest and source material is everywhere in Jerusalem, the holy forest. The structure and the form will be found in multiple parts. Part Blake's Zoas in Jerusalem, part San Francisco Sound, part Henry, part Kerouac, part McClure. The structure is a journey or a dream, a pilgrim's progress. Any abstraction of longing, love's body, the kinetic of touch, nervous system, dance ritual journey to night world, mountain top, an arabesque of ribaldry, confusion, chaos, and anarchic production, a plan for purpose of revolution. The dreadful has already happened, happening in now, an American prayer and somebody to love, civil disobedience by car journey on the road, the Dharma bums, I Ching hexagrams, the changes, the places, site specific choreograph, event, an unfolding, an opening up to world around within the ages, explorateur, the stages of perf or mantic action. Manic behavior on speed, methadrin to bloodstream chaos, the collapse of structures, the orgasm riff, shout, eternal, ongoing, cataclysmic, nothing doing, endgame, stop, start, thrown overboard by captain on wreck, site of hillside pleasure dome, fast moving hieroglyph museum wall, done down the age by the rage, by chance, by necessity, blow apart all dream ideal. No thing doing, going, places, spaces of pain, longing, and ecstasy. The jump, back track of fast track success rolls on now to end of century and beyond, turns out. And past here into here, past new beginning in 2001, the space odyssey, the odd essay, the permafrost attack, back lot, hiccups and Polaroid moments of porn star, promenades, sellouts, Rolling Stone columns, time and life, the covered jobs, the damage done, the drugs undone, rehabbed and corrected, typeface, droll lot all over subplot, Paradise Lost, Scott Fitzgerald, no second acts in America. Lives on the change, lives on, and changes keep the faith, the life wire, the dance on fire, it intends. Music is our only friend until it ends. And then where are we now? Where were we when it exploded? When the muezzin calls out over desert nightfall in space and empty avenues of city, dark boredom, collapse of the song blows Lonely Avenue, honky-tonk America, Kerouac's light excuse me, Kerouac's Nightlight of Between the Eyes, Space Between the Words, Lace Rap of Dia, Logos, the rap, the riff, the solos played, the rhythm section, a section of trouble, noise of attempts at paradise, at organized domestic bliss in Harmony Side Town, the blast-off rocket ship, still a dream to land on moon beyond earth, beyond star, beyond Palisades Park, the arc, and all the survivalists in rainforest, ice cap melt, and El Nino, thunder, mudslide, California, tornadoes relocated east to Georgia, the warmest year in the past 100, or is it history of Earth? The scientists hedge their bets in Vegas, whether the Earth, strange, chaotic attractor weather system, will implode, lodestar, serenade, explode, plotting reason down Main Street, business as usual. The fire dance, the last chance cafe, saloon coffee brew, beat, heat is the life, the jazz of the day, way, and its power to burn and turn us on. This one is called Why We Fight. As if you haven't heard enough about it already. A little different angle, though. Why we fight: to collect trophies. Little League MVP, World Series, Springsteen plays at Super Bowl. The soldier wears a string of gook ears around his neck. Scalps and counting coup. A history to what end? Memoria, memorial, an erection upon a hill honoring the dead. Same thing, ours, theirs, all die in that embrace at last. We array our dinky toy trucks and tanks in the sand pit. Play battle, wrestle in the backyard, just pretend. Football and pound the shit out of the other team, enemy for an afternoon. Where did it all go so wrong? Competition for women, food, or better soil? Territorial imperator, emperor of all he surveyed, up and down the Hudson, Connecticut valleys, toured in canoes with Indian guides. My uncles brought back fish and racks to put on the wall in the lodge at the lake. It's all about the money now, cash or beads and moonshine, tobacco, trading games on the stock exchange, cattle drive to Kansas City, jazz and disco futures, debated exchange of ideas in contest, strife of wrestling, the noble art of war, fought only by nobles or their proxies. In capital, Marx saw it all fall, but he was wrong. Slaves in galley cubicle to clock time, paycheck, quantity piece of work, a job to get you up and running, to pay for TV, car, and mortgage valued beyond anyone's means. To keep running on treadmill. Time allotted to stay or get in shape for what? Fitness for work, tithed to anonymous gods, appearing only occasion on news for screwing up everything. What thing is this, this modern structure, incapacity for mercy, compass, lost passion, come before she does, usually defined as premature, manhood erected on hill, watchtower over valley, castle controls commerce. It's as old as humankind. This fight we live, is what we fight for different every time or not? Machine dissolution in every day, robotic monotone of commuting on teleprompt her to say it to get out. You have to run away from disaster that stalks you, hunts you down. The indomitable avenger refuses to let anyone out of the system out of which the speaking subject tries to speak in lingua franca, universal hegemony of time, measure, and fine dance of integers, slide of signifiers. The trace is all we have to go on. Criminal investigation, forensic evidence of what crime but freedom. The Indians fought for it too. That's it. Thank you.